You are not an imposter. You are the person who wants to be better. No one can take that from you. Only you can take that from you. If you go out there and do not become a better person by taking better action, then you're never going to become the person that you deserve to be. Let's go. If you are tired of not feeling fit, tired of not having the focus, tired of not having the financial resources you deserve, this is your place to be. This is the Live 100 podcast, the place that you come to break the habits that no longer serve you so you can build the future momentum to magnify the success that you deserve to have. If you want better relationships, if you want a better future, if you want to have a better vision of what life holds for you, stay tuned. We're going to dive in today to what are the limiting beliefs that are keeping you from your goals. So I've been thinking about this, right? So we're just about a quarter into the year here, right? We're coming up on 3 months done. And a lot of us have started goals, right? You've started out of the gate really hot, probably came off and said, let me get after it, right? And maybe at this point, you started to sputter, right? You started to come off because some things have set in here, some limiting beliefs that have kept you from continuing to seek and take action to keep the momentum going. So today I'm going to talk about five limiting beliefs that are keeping you from the success that you deserve to have. Number one is the fear of failure. Of course, so many times we worry about the fear of failure, what it would do to us, what people would think, what would happen if we actually failed. And what happens here is we never try. We never try. We never take that first step because we think of the failure as the event that becomes us. When the event really just is a lesson, it's a life lesson. It's something that comes upon us. We failed so many times in our life and we have our brain almost put up this roadblock in our mind that we forget about the failures, right? Because they hurt so much. We don't want to hear about them. We don't want to feel them, right? We just don't want to have them happen to us. We don't want our kids to learn, right? We don't want the people around us here to have failure. We want to see only the success. But those who have the success is built on stacking failures. Now, am I saying go burn down a bridge and just go do something dramatic to seek failure? No. But you have to go out there to try to understand what is not the events that are going to get you to the success that you deserve. You have to go out there and take action. You have to go there and try. Just take one step. What would happen today if you just took one step outside of your comfort zone? What would happen? Truthfully, probably not much. But we're so petrified of what could happen if we go out there and give it our all. Most of the time, honestly, we'll learn something. The other point, most people aren't thinking about you. That's just the truth. So get out there and try something today. Go out there and try to expand your comfort level. You have to expand to grow. You have to expand to go out there and try. And this leads into number two, right? Number two is imposter syndrome. This magical world of just assuming that we're imposters, right? Well, honestly, here's the truth. Everybody's an imposter until they've done something. But you have to do something to become something. No one's here who's done something didn't start as someone who hasn't done something. Think about that through. You have to take action to become the person you want to be. And you are not that person right now. So in your mind, you're coming up with this made up term of imposter syndrome because you're not taking action today to get to the person you want to be. But the only way to get to that person is to start to take action. You don't get there to be that person without becoming that person through your growth. Doesn't matter of where you start. Don't worry about anything else. Again, you're worried about outside reflections of what it looks like of you without you actually becoming that person. Don't worry about anybody else. Go out there and take the action that you deserve to have. You want a better life? You have to seek it. And guess what? You are not an imposter. You are the person who wants to be better. No one can take that from you. Only you can take that from you. If you go out there and do not become a better person by taking better action, then you're never going to become the person that you deserve to be. And then I guess maybe you'll be an imposter of what could be. Today is your time. Today is your destination. Next is that you have to have massive talent and your efforts don't matter. Nonsense. Most who have the talent see the talent as something as a one-up and they forget to put the effort. So you have to go out there and take the action. What is the phrase? Talent beats hustle except when talent doesn't hustle. So go out there and take the action today to become the person you deserve to be through the effort, through the efforts that you can track. Talent comes from you growing into what is possible within yourself. The most successful people that have the talent, they had to utilize that talent. They couldn't just come there and just hope the talent gets them. And maybe it did get them a couple stages. And you see this, honestly, a lot of times in sports. Maybe it carries them from middle school into high school and then high school into college, but then they can't get to the pros because they haven't put in the effort. Or they get into the pros and they have the talent. They've put in some of the effort just to get them through and the effort's carrying them through, but they aren't great in the pros because they didn't put in the work. And everybody's there as talented. You want to surround yourself with other talented people so it can help you rise up. You want to be carried up. You want to be brought up to the new level. You want that to be your next level. So don't shy away from other people that are talented. Bring the effort, and it's going to allow you to stand tall around those that have the talent and then become the person that you deserve to be, because you will outshine anyone out there because you're putting in the work. Number four, fear of rejection. Guess what? Fear of rejection is something that's going to happen, because if you put yourself out there, honestly, not everybody's going to like that. Sometimes they won't know how to help you. Sometimes they just want to say no. Sometimes they just don't want you. That's fine. But if you play the game, if you think of this and say, okay, I'm going out there to seek a yes, and it takes me five no's to get to a yes, well, then start counting the no's. Because if you start looking at rejection as something that's the next step into your yes, what happens? Well, it becomes the game. You say, well, I got three no's. I just got to get a couple more. I'm going to get to a yes. And that becomes your game. Because you know the yes is there if you can just get through the no's. So why face rejection as something that's going to decapitate you or cut you down at the knees? Rejection is what you need in your life. Rejection is what you want in your life. So you can understand what you did wrong at that point. And maybe you didn't. Maybe it just was the wrong time. But what was something that you can learn from that event? Did you come in there and phrase your objective wrong? Did you not explain your product wrong? Did you not explain how you could help the company? Did you not put forth the work to be prepared for the meeting? Did you not get to the point of doing enough calls to get to the right answer? Look at rejection as the stage in your life that is the next stage to bring you to the level that you deserve to get to. Take action. Learn to lead through the rejection to the open door that's welcoming you to the success that you deserve to have. And lastly, your self-worth is tied to your productivity. Think about that you have to produce to have worth. No, you're worthy. You right now are worthy of success. You're worthy of greatness. You're worthy of it. And guess what? If you fail for the next 3 months, next 6 months, next 3 years, you're still worthy to be great. You still have a great life. You're still welcoming. You're still a magnificent person. Your efforts and the results right there, if you give it your all, are not you and your self-worth. Your kind matter, your discipline, your integrity, your willpower, that's your self-worth. Don't ever let anybody tell you it's not. Your efforts may give you reactions and may give you, we'll say, results that are unwanted, but how you show up, how you present yourself, how you talk to people, how welcoming you are, that's your self-worth. It is to live 100. Not every day is going to be perfect, but you have to take the imperfect path to get to the perfect life. Let's do this. Now, for us here at Live 100, we could ask that you go down there and give us an honest ratings and review. It's been so great to see this podcast grow, see this podcast go out there to help so many people. We know we can help more, and it takes you to come there today. So go there, open up your podcast app, go down there, give us a ratings review, and share this with someone that needs to get out of their own way, that has limiting beliefs that are in their way today. Because it's our time to act, it's our time to help others, and it's time to rise now. Let's do this.